Exclusive, Eric Greitens, Truth Prevails After Prosecutor Order to Release Texts with Soros. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on April 9, 2022. Former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, R., a current candidate for U.S. Senate, told Breitbart News that Truth Prevails one day after the Missouri Supreme Court ordered the prosecutor in his case to release her communication records with billionaire Democrat megadonor George Soros. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle interviewed Greitens, and the two discussed the latest developments in Greitens' campaign for the U.S. Senate. Greitens opened the interview talking about Friday's decision by the Missouri Supreme Court that Soros-funded prosecutor Kimberly Gardner must release communications between her and Soros within 30 days. Greitens said Gardner's investigation into him in 2018 only started because he successfully defeated Black Lives Matter and Antifa rioters when they came to Missouri. Greitens said, "When Black Lives Matter and Antifa came to Missouri, we defeated them, and we showed George Soros, and we showed the left that they could be defeated. And what we now know is that right after that, that George Soros-funded prosecutor you just mentioned, Kim Gardner, she hired a corrupt former FBI agent to build a false case against me. We're getting to the bottom of this, Matt, and what's even better is that on Monday, she faces disciplinary actions for over 70 instances of perjury and building a case against me. The bottom line for all of your listeners is that eventually, truth prevails. Matt, because of your courage and the courage of others who are willing to fight for the truth." Boyle noted that the establishment has a deep disdain for Greitens' candidacy and pointed to reports that Karl Rove knew about Greitens' ex-wife's recent allegations against him ahead of time as evidence of that fact. Greitens recognizes the establishment hates him because he stands up against the Soros machine, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, and other Renos in office. "Exactly right, Matt. They hate me because I stand up and I fight for the people of Missouri," he said. "And I'm standing up and fighting not just against the Soros machine, but also against Mitch McConnell, and all of the Renos who have continuously stabbed the American people in the back. I was proud to be the first candidate in the country to come out and say that when I'm elected to the United States Senate, I am voting against Mitch McConnell. We need new strong America First leadership in the U.S. Senate," Greitens said. And so of course, it was no surprise to anybody. On the very week while I'm on spring break with my boys for 8 straight days, Karl Rove and political activists are meeting in Washington, D.C. to launch another series of completely false allegations which have already been disproven. "The reason why they're against me, Matt, is because when I'm in the U.S. Senate, we're going to get to the truth," Greitens further explained. He pledged that when he is elected to Senate, he would hold hearings on the collusion between media organization, Democrats, big tech, and Renos who purposely suppressed the information on Hunter Biden's laptop. Greitens also called for Senate hearings on the infamous Steele dossier. "When I'm in the U.S. Senate, we're actually gonna fight for patriots. We're actually going to fight for the America First agenda. We're gonna get to the bottom of election integrity. The fact that we completely unmasked the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. We haven't yet had hearings. We should be having hearings on that in the U.S. Senate to get to the bottom of what Hillary Clinton did with the Steele dossier. Get to the bottom of Hillary Clinton, spying on the Trump campaign, on all of those efforts to spy on President Trump in office, and we need to bring people to justice." After Boyle noted that the other Republican candidates in Missouri's U.S. Senate race refused to say whether they would support Mitch McConnell, Greitens said, "I'm the America First candidate in this race. I'm the one who has had the back of the American people on election integrity. On January 6, I'm the only one who's gone down to the audits in Maricopa County twice," he said. "The only one who went down to the Mexican side of the border to expose the hypocrisy and devastation of Joe Biden's border policy." Greitens also touted his endorsements from those closely connected to former President Donald Trump, including Kimberly Guilfoyle, Sebastian Gorka, Rudy Giuliani, and Steve Cortez. Greitens concluded the interview by calling out Mitch McConnell's inability to stand up and fight against Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination and her absolutely terrible record on child sex offenders.